Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me, please? Lord Jesus, you often refer to your people as your sheep, your flock. Lord, we thank you that in your mercy you have made us your own, the sheep of your fold. We thank you that as our good shepherd, you lovingly guide us in this life, provide for us and care for us, guard and protect us. We pray that you would always keep our ears attuned and attentive to your voice, and that you would keep our hearts set on following you. For it is only in the shelter of your sheepfold that we find peace and comfort and salvation. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be right and pleasing in your sight, for you are surely our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It's an interesting scene that we witness in the gospel text for today. It is winter, the time of the Feast of Dedication. As Jesus was walking in the temple, the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." And Jesus answered them, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep." It was another one of those pointed and carefully crafted question and answer sessions, prompted by unbelieving Jews who were asking a very important question, but were not really wanting to hear the real answer. And it is their failure to truly listen, to pay attention to the words of Jesus, that I find intriguing in this text. Some of the most important words to the Jews were those found in Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. And these verses make up what is called the Shema, which is an ancient creed about the nature of God, which became a very key confession of faith for the Jews. It was and still is used in morning and evening prayer, as part of children's nighttime prayers. And it is part of the last words that a follower of the Jewish faith will either utter or hear before they die. And what intrigues me is this, that those verses begin with the two words, Shema Yisrael, listen, Israel. The beginning of those verses, the beginning of the Shema, exhorts them to listen, to pay attention, to open their hearts and minds and spirits to God's truth. Listen. It was an important aspect of the Jewish faith. And yet, here they stood, face to face with the Messiah, failing to, refusing to, listen and pay attention to the words being spoken by the very Son of God, much less giving any credence to the miracles that he performed in his Father's name. Jesus spoke to them from the perspective and the reference point of a shepherd. But they didn't really want to listen because they were not looking for a Messiah shepherd. They were looking for a Messiah king. They were looking for a king who would reestablish a glorious earthly kingdom in Israel, and who would honor them and give them worldly peace on their terms. But in Jesus, they only saw a shepherd who would lead them into a life of meekness, of humble obedience, service, and giving to others. But before we criticize them too harshly, it is important for us to note that it is not always that easy to truly listen. There are so many voices that demand our attention. Voices that tempt, voices that condemn, voices that promise anything and everything, voices that scare us, voices that try to sway us. These voices are all around us in this world. They may be even coming from inside ourselves. We hear so many voices each and every day that sometimes it is just very difficult for us to hear that one voice that whispers life. Life in abundance. Life eternal. Sometimes it is hard for us to hear God's voice amid all of the clamor that surrounds us. And when we do hear him, sometimes we do get confused and we're not sure if that was really his voice that we heard. Or at other times, our sinful nature causes us to choose to listen to other voices. We have trouble listening to that one true voice. So this morning, let us together take the time to choose to Shema, to listen to what our Lord Jesus has to say to us. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Dear sheep, what do you hear? Do you hear that you are known? My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them. At our baptism, his name was given to us. The sign of the cross was made on our forehead and over our hearts to mark us as those redeemed by Christ the crucified. With water, joined with his word poured over us, we were made the children of our Heavenly Father, spiritual brothers and sisters of Christ Jesus himself. He knows each and every one of us as a part of the forever family of God. But our shepherd Jesus also knows each of us individually, in depth. He knows our weaknesses and our failures. He knows how often we are troubled and tempted by all of the trials and the tribulations and the drawings of this world. He knows that we are afraid of things that we don't know and don't understand. He knows that sometimes we are just not even at peace in ourselves. He knows the things that we need and he provides them. He suffered and died to free us from our troubles, our fears, and our sins. And he rose to give us the joy and the comfort of peace, the peace of knowing our sins are forgiven, and the peace of that promise of eternal life with him. Yes, you and I are fully and completely known and perfectly loved by our shepherd Jesus. Do you hear that Jesus guides you? My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Jesus has called us out of the darkness and the depravity and the death of this world. And he has made us a part of his flock. When we were lost, when we were caught in that snare in the thicket of death, the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh, our shepherd Jesus came and he pulled us free from that snare and set us on his shoulder and he carried us to safety. He laid down his life for us. And then he took it up again in his mighty resurrection in order to guide us from death to life. We show that we hear by our actions. And now that we are rescued, we are free to follow where our shepherd guides us. And our shepherd Jesus guided each one of us here today to his church, where we hear his voice as his word is preached and taught. He led us here where we can be firmly grounded in the scriptures, where we can grow in our knowledge of the truth, and where we can mature in faith. He has guided us here where we hear those beautiful words that our sins are forgiven, and we hear it every time we confess and hear the absolution. Here, where we hear those beautiful words, take, eat, take, drink. This is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Here, among the body of Christ, his word gives us hope for the future, even in the midst of all the troubles and the trials and the temptations of this earthly life. He guides us in our daily living and leads us on the paths of righteousness. And he gives us this family for fellowship and strengthening and a place for us to learn how to serve and how to witness, a place for us to learn how to follow him. Do you hear that Jesus guards you? My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. A shepherd guards his sheep constantly, every moment of every day. He uses the staff that he carries to ward off predators that would harm them. And Jesus protects us from the predators and the dangers that we face in this world. False teachers and their misleading, seductive rhetoric. And addictions of so many different kinds that can ensnare us. The Apostle Paul spoke to this protection of the flock when he addressed the elders of the church of Ephesus. He encouraged them to be under shepherds, on their guard and keeping watch not only over themselves, but over all of the sheep of the flock, of whom the Holy Spirit had made them overseers. If you listen, if you shema, do you hear the truth of God's word for us today? We too have to listen very, very carefully because we are the sheep in Jesus' imagery of sheep and shepherd. The prophet Isaiah applied that stark reality to us as Jesus' flock when he said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. We are like sheep, self-absorbed and self-indulgent. We tend to concentrate so much on the things that we want that we fail to pay attention to our surroundings, to those things in our culture which can lead us into physical and even more importantly into spiritual danger. This has been the condition of all men since Adam. And this is our condition amid the demands and the hectic and frantic pace of today. So I encourage you to shema, people of God. Listen. Pay attention to God's truth with hearts and minds and spirits that are opened up and prepared by the Holy Spirit. Listen to to the shepherd's voice and his words. True, sustained, active listening is a real act of faith. Learning to listen well requires discipline, effort, and intentionality. And becoming a better listener does not hang on just one big resolve to do better, but in a series of smaller resolves to focus on hearing God's voice. Plan ahead. Schedule your time so that you allow yourself the opportunity to regularly hear God's word within this particular context of corporate worship with the body of Christ. Spend time in a quiet and secluded place where you can commune and communicate with our Heavenly Father. Prepare yourself mentally and spiritually. It is essential that you come before God with the desire to hear Him. So spend time confessing your sins and receiving His forgiveness. Spend time in prayer. Prepare your heart to hear Him. Open your mind, open your ears, open your heart. Be ready to listen. Be quiet and focus on what it is that He is saying to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to open your heart, mind, and spirit to hear God's truth. And finally, wait expectantly. Keep your mind free to concentrate and listen for God's voice, His truth, and His instruction. And then do what God instructs you to do. Shema, my friends. Listen to His voice. Because Satan relentlessly plots to lead us away from our true and loving God who cares for us and provides for us. And we need someone who will guide us as the shepherd will do for his flock. Shema. Listen to His word. Because this world constantly bombards us with trials and temptations and hardships which are meant to tear us down. And we need someone who will guard us as a shepherd does for his flock. Shema. Listen to His voice. Because we are powerless over sin and the death it brings, and we need the good shepherd who has laid down His life for His sheep. Shema, people of God. Listen again to His promise. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.